This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in on a Cowboys Monday. Not the Cowboys Monday we were quite expecting, but wow, defense might have had its worst game yet. So we have a lot to unpack. Where do we go from here? Pressure got the Dak, no doubt about it. General at your service. There's Broadus. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Wolchuk and Chia follower here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. I mean, how frustrating. Patrick Surtain gets hurt twice. Couldn't play in the second half. Cowboys could not take advantage of it. Was that the end? Was that the end of the 2025 season we just saw?
Man, it's possible. You know, it's one of those where you look at the schedule, you've put yourself in a pretty tough hole. Now, there are some winnable games. Arizona, I know they're favored right now. I mean, I was saying on the post game, I've seen Kyler Murray. He just turns into Superman. He gets into AT&T Stadium. So this is not going to be an easy one. Vegas, you'd like to think you got a shot. You got the Giants again on the schedule. You got Washington again on the schedule. Philly, I think you play well, especially at home. They almost beat him at the first game of the season. But, I mean, you're going to have to steal one that you don't think that you have a shot. So, is that the Lions game? Probably not. Maybe the Chiefs, you're at home. You feel
short week.
This offense is just looking like night and day. Like, they figure it out at home. They can put up points. But I don't know if it's the communication, whatever it is on the road, they struggle. So, the Chargers, can you knock them off? But, like, it's starting to get close to, yes, the season's lost.
Kind of looked like maybe the elevation was getting to CeeDee Lamb. Is that why he kept taking himself out of the game? Did we ever find out?
I think it was his ankle. He re-injured it. Not to the significance of how it happened the first time, but he got bumped and it slowed him down in the game, from what I understand.
Well, we're on this pattern now of it looking like they're the worst team ever and they might not even win 8 games, and then they win and it's like, well, maybe if you make a trade, you can, you know, be a playoff team, and if you make a couple of trades, maybe you could be a realistic contender. I think Tony nailed it when he said this kind of feels like the team he played for in 2013 that lost to the Broncos and went into Week 17 with a chance to make the playoffs, but ultimately was a disappointment. When this offense is clicking, I think they can beat anybody. Now, they got a gauntlet coming up here with the game against Philly, Detroit, and Kansas City, 3 in a row. The end could come then, and let's consider the fact that this first half of the schedule that they're just concluding and these next two are a part of that. The schedule is going to get significantly more difficult, and once you get to late November and into December and early January, so you know maybe we'll be talking about the draft, and you know a real chance won't materialize. But I do kind of expect them to play better against Arizona, and then the bye week, and then the Raiders. Right now, you have to ask yourself how many trades would they have to make, and is it realistic that they would actually do that? I think to answer the question, I would imagine this could put some urgency into you, but, you know, Steven's tone today was more reserved and more accountable for not being good than strident of, oh yeah, we got a damn good defense and this thing's gonna, you know, I'm hearing less confidence. He did say we still could be a playoff team. We're going to continue to grind. If we can get some stops, I think our offense will play well. But that's a big if. This defense is not getting any stops. What happened last night was a complete disaster.
Absolute embarrassment.
To start it off with the run from Harvey and then the wide open players. The players are throwing their shoulders up and shrugging, but they're just flat out not good enough.
Amen. You don't have NFL players.
Yeah.
I mean, you going back, it was, I had to stop at halftime rewatching the All-22 this morning because it was just like revolting.
Sick to your stomach.
Yeah. It was, I mean,
not safe for work.
You got guys that just, they're not getting off blocks. They're taking, I mean, what is Kyer Elam doing when he's trying to fill a run? I mean, honestly, you have players out there that look like they don't necessarily want to be part of the action. It's like, is Kenneth Murray running away from tackles sometimes or is he just running into blocks? The effort, and once I start to see maybe effort being a question, that's when I'm going to start to look at the coach here.
Yeah.
And I don't think Flus is getting fired in the season, but I don't think he's back next year. I think it's going to be a Mike Nolan one and done situation here. Because I think, I do think the bigger problem is the personnel sucks. And how bad is Kalen Carson? Carson was dressed yesterday.
Sure.
This is the second week in a row. He can't get on the field. You got Triquez Bridges, who is a 7th-round 25-year-old rookie. The Chargers said, we don't want you on our team. Cowboys pick him up. He's on the practice squad. He's starting for you. Kalen Carson, the guy you drafted in the middle rounds, you thought was pretty good. He can't play.
I was surprised when Bridges got that pick. I was like, wait, why is he in the game?
Yeah.
It's the first drive.
Thank God he got the pick. Unfortunately, he only got a field goal from it because you can't score from the 1-yard line. But it is brutal watching this team play defense.
The pre-snap penalties really made me wonder, like, where is this team's energy and focus right now?
Yeah, there was tons of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was killing you on both sides of the ball. Like, that, it's the second drive of the game, and James Houston on, 3rd and 7 is going to line up offsides?
Yeah.
You're actually about to get back-to-back stops.
Yeah.
And then you line up just, it wasn't even like a flinch, like, oh, crap, the cadence was so good, I jumped. I'm just so ridiculously out of touch with the sport that I'm lining up over the football, just consciously.
That was horrible. That's got to be the worst one, especially because how often that's happened over the last couple of years. That's got to be a major point of emphasis.
Well, anytime that they somewhat get a stop here the last 2 or 3 years, you're just always expecting the, all of a sudden, the on the score bar, whatever they, what they call it, the bug, whatever the...
Yeah,
the
score bug. Here comes the flag. Here, flag,
like,
alert.
You look for that yellow flag to come up, so... You know, hands to the face, defensive holding, illegal contact.
Or just simply a neutral zone infraction because he lined up over the ball.
Crazy. But, yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, the talent's so bad. I ran into a longtime Tolo this morning at the park. And by the way, the bees are out. Be careful. Remy's been stung twice in the last 5 days. So that's no fun. But Doug Williams, the former superintendent there at Sunnyvale ISD, maybe the greatest superintendent in the history of Texas schools, he asked how many players on this defense would start elsewhere? And I thought, man, maybe just 3.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Osa, Clark, and Bland?
Yep. That's what we established last night.
Yeah. I think it's really actually Bland and Clark.
Yeah, because right now, and hey, I think
Solomon Thomas is actually playing better than Osa.
Well, it's frustrated me, and when we did Love of the Star on Saturday, Brian, we got asked about Perrion Winfrey.
Yeah.
And the people that you were talking to was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, where can we play? We like him. I don't know where we play. What do you mean, where do you play Perrion Winfrey?
Yeah.
Get Mozzie's ass off the field.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
play Jake. If you want to play him over Jake, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Why not? And this is the problem with the team. You point at them and you're like, your players aren't good enough. They're going to laugh in your face and tell you you're crazy. You're an idiot. You don't know football. Okay. All right. I guess the rest of the league also doesn't know. Because if you ask around the league, they're going to tell you the Cowboys overvalue their own. And it's evident. I don't know how many players, to your point, that other teams even want. They're so damn bad. And... They can't get out of their own way. There's a lot of stubbornness that goes into this. That's probably the overarching problem. But Osa's been the most disappointing of anybody. Because I was a big Osa Digizua fan. He has done nothing this year. And the most alarming part is, he's like that 3 technique, that's all we hear about in this Flus scheme.
I know.
And this Flus defense, the 3 tech. Well, OSHA's done diddly-poo. So there's problems. But, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. Maybe it is just Clark and Blaine. But Kenny Clark got his ass beat yesterday. Mm. Kenny Clark was also a huge problem. So he's another guy. If they decide they want to move on and they can this offseason, I wouldn't be stunned. He's going to need to start to play better before I'm buying in on Kenny Clark returning to the team. The
older guy maybe wearing down a little bit.
Yeah, we saw it kind of late in the year last year, but it was a toe injury they were telling us about, you know, and that's something that you probably had to deal with. But, you know, what's just so unfortunate is that they really did believe that they fixed the run defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to Wolchuk's example right there by trading for Kenny Clark. You know, they thought, okay, well, here, yeah, we're going to get better on run defense. They misevaluated their linebackers. They misevaluated their edges.
What do you think about the OSA double-teamed excuse?
I think it happens. I think it's clear. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen them double. I know in the Carolina game, when I really first started noticing it quite a bit. But, yeah, there's double teams that happen. I've seen Solomon Thomas get double-teamed and get off the block and get up the field and do some things. I just think that, to me, there's been some plays where OSA has kind of looked a step slow,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, like the ball has gone to he's lined up in the three technique on the left side, and the ball just kind of goes off the right tackle over here, and he's had a chance to get over. He just hasn't been able to close as quickly as he has in the past.
It was tough to watch at times, depressing, I think. And before too long, we'll be unfortunately talking about there's always next year. Hopefully they can rally over the next couple of weeks and take care of business against Arizona and the Raiders to at least make these games interesting. But the other part of me, you know, wants to say, I hope they don't win. I hope they lose these next two games and, you know, start to put themselves in position for a top 10 pick, because you don't just need players, but you need really good players. In order to impact these games. And, you know, I think before too long, we got to talk about the offense as well, because that was not good. I think you just saw the disruption, and maybe I underrated Denver a little bit. I actually picked the Cowboys to win this game, and you talk about an all-time crow eating session, but I was surprised at how they were able to take the Cowboys offense away from what it did well. You know, I thought at one point in the second quarter, maybe they're going to settle down and just run the ball, but that wasn't working great either. The tackles, you know, obviously got ghosted multiple times. You get four pressures from Guyton. He's jumping multiple times. One time they called Hoffman for it, but there's two false starts on Guyton basically. And I don't know how good of a game Dak had, but it was probably his worst game of the year. Maybe that or Chicago.
I think honestly, Gavin, that Steele was worse.
Steele was worse.
Yeah, and let's say that, and I'll say this though, we went into this game kind of feeling like that maybe you would have a way to win. You'd have to win the inside three, and the tackles. I know Steele was by himself about 93% of this game, and Guyton was about 88% by himself, and they had a big problem inside control and whether just the power that Denver played with inside, the way they were kind of – I thought it was a really poor game for Tyler Smith. I thought it was a poor game for Hoffman. And I don't think Booker was particularly well. You had nine pressures just from the inside guys.
Yeah.
The inside three. You know, you're probably going to have pressures from Guyton being a young guy. And I'm not trying to cover for him here. I think when you start talking about going against Nick Benito the way he did, I actually think he played pretty well. Because Nick Benito could just wreck a game.
It started off scary.
It did. And I think that Guyton, but I thought Steele was far worse.
Oh my gosh, Jonathan Cooper. There was a play where Steele wasn't even out of his stance, and Cooper was already pressuring Dak. It was brutal.
There's the thought of now that I have about putting Nate Thomas out there at right tackle and just trying to continue to grow with the left tackle. It wasn't pretty or perfect or anything. I'm just saying, for the amount of reps that he had working against one of the best edges in the league, I think he held himself up. I had more of an issue with what was going on with Smith and Booker.
Yeah.
Than I was anything else on that offensive line.
I don't know that I've seen Tyler Smith on the ground as much in a game ever.
He looked as it almost made me think that he was hurt.
Oh yeah, he's going to be dealing with that knee, I think, till the offseason.
His movement, his awareness, it was almost like he was a rookie player out there. with the way that they were doing stuff to him and to the three inside guys. And you couldn't afford to lose that inside game. You lost it yesterday.
I guess the good news is they're getting Cooper Beebe back. Jerry said last night he does not anticipate them becoming sellers. Not now, no, was his answer. Maybe that changes if they go out there and lose to Arizona. You do have some players that other teams would be interested in, but you would have to make, you know, some pretty big, bold decisions about how you want to manage this thing moving forward, and taking on a long-term mindset at midseason just has not been this team's MO ever. I think they are willing to kind of wave the white flag once they're mathematically eliminated, but they'll sort of hold out hope and try to sell that to the fan base to keep people engaged, I think is what we're probably looking at, which is unfortunate, but it's common in football. Okay, Mavs and Thunder tonight at the AAC. Derek Lively's out with a knee contusion. Mm. So there you go, three games in, and your injury-prone young big man, who is trending to be one of the better big men in the entire league, just cannot stay healthy. I don't know if the Mavs decided to become sellers at some point, decide let's go young and build around Cooper Flagg. I don't know if I'd keep Derek Lively as a long-term piece of it. If a team was willing to say, hey, we're a rim protector away, we're a Derek Lively away from maybe being able to take on the Thunder, I'd let him go.
Like the Lakers?
Right, yeah. Hey, you know, maybe you can get the other a couple of first-round picks you're still owed from them. Mavs did beat the Raptors 139-29 at the AAC last night, though. Flagg scoring 22, grabbing four boards, dished out four assists. The Mavs did have 12 turnovers at halftime. It looked like a repeat of the Washington game was about to happen, but they dominated the third. Boy, that was depressing Friday night, getting home and watching that Wizards game. That was really the worst.
Yeah.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Crazy story for me yesterday morning. Did you guys get out in the fog at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm driving up Bush, coming basically from Rockwall, heading for 75 to go up to Melissa, right outside of McKinney, playing right there at the Z-Plex. The fog was so bad, I couldn't really see the street signs. And I'm just like locked in on the car ahead of me, trying to stay close enough so I could see their taillights, basically, to have like a reference point, right? Because that's how dense the fog was. And I'm doing like 60. At some point, I look at the clock and I'm like, man, that's crazy. We haven't got to 75 yet. And the next thing I know,
you're in Oklahoma.
Well, the light's coming on a little bit, and I see it off in the distance, a sign that says next exit 35.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I rolled right past 75. What is that, 10, 12 minutes beyond, maybe 15 minutes out? So we were late for the game and everything, but hope everybody was safe there yesterday. That was probably the craziest fog I've driven in.
It's scary, as hell. Dude. It's very scary when you can't see what's going on right there. You're just like, I might need to just pull on over.
And you see those TikTok videos of the people that slide into each other and the chaos and destruction that could happen. So it was quite a stressful morning, but it blew off. Eventually, we got back there. Okay, we got Wolchuk's top 10 at 220 coming up after the G-Bag of the Day champion. Zach, what is the subject matter today?
Well, I think we could all use a beer after what we witnessed yesterday, and it is National American Beer Day. The top 10 most popular beers in all of the U.S. of A. What's your favorite? That's next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day champion. And then Wolchuk's top 10 here at 220. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lurches.
What's up, Doc? What up, Doc?
Good weekend?
I did. I had a fantastic weekend. One of the greatest. One of the greatest so far. Good weekend. Yeah. Very good weekend. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan. 5:30. Replay the champ right about here. You caught it, you lucky son of a gun. You. I believe this is day two going for three for Woolchuck's audio. Am I tripping on the days?
You're right.
Man, you got it, man. Say it with confidence, dude.
You're on this.
That's it.
All right, Zach Woolchuck right here with the classic updated update.
This year, and we'll worry about 2026 when we get there. DeMarvian Overshown with a clarification about 20 minutes ago. That knee brace that he's wearing, it's an accessory, not a necessity, says DeMarvian Overshown on Twitter, if you were wondering.
Yeah, I think they're just testing some equipment is what they're doing.
It's a pretty sweet-looking brace.
It does.
But I always get nervous when I see my players with braces on.
Yeah, I get that. Especially Rebels look crazy.
How much do those slow you down?
Doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Look at offensive linemen wear them for knee protection.
Overshown just tweeted 30 minutes ago, the knee brace is an accessory, not a necessity.
Sweet.
Wow. Okay.
I love that.
Sweet.
That's show worthy.
That's a different type of thought.
He's such
now,
a
new
badass,
perspective,
dude.
New perspective. Did you play with a knee brace, Chief?
I did.
Just after an ACL as well.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Did you just report?
You can hear me trying to fight off the laughter when I asked you that question about playing with a knee brace.
And I saw you cheese, and I'm like, yep, he just said that.
It was just an accessory, though.
I love it. And I would love to find out Overshown's coming back before the bye.
That'd be great news. The sooner the better.
Yeah.
All the help you can get.
They're being a little bit too careful a couple weeks ago with CeeDee Lamb in Carolina, being too careful with Cooper Beebe. Get him out there. Okay, nobody's 100%. Let's play some damn football. You need all hands on deck. Here's Wolchuk with his top 10 at 220.
All right, 877-881-1053. Let me know your favorite beer. Happy National American Beer Day. I got the top 10 most popular beers in America per sales. So we'll get to that in just a second. But somebody just sent this to me. All of a sudden, we got ourselves a World Series, fellas. It is tied at one apiece. We got game three tonight. I was kind of monitoring what was going on Friday, and then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a second, Toronto's beating the crap out of the Dodgers right now. Turned it on, and then the Dodgers bounce back. Now the series is shifting back to L.A. You've got the chance to Ohtani, like, we don't need you. His wife loves the chance, apparently. She's like, yeah, I don't need him either. You guys, I love the fact that he plays baseball. He's never home. This is amazing. But Tolo just sent me realignment projections, like if Major League Baseball decided to do any realignment.
Do I have a chance to win the division every year?
Okay, so what do you guys think? And I think that they might. So this potential realignment actually has the Rangers moving to the National League. They would be in the NL Central.
That means our pitchers have to hit, huh?
No, they changed that rule a couple years ago. So now we don't have to. Everybody DHs. You don't have to worry about that. Otherwise, that would be funny. And I don't know that I would like that. I don't know how many of these. Although Jack Leiter, he got some action. I think Merrill Kelly said that he was a pretty good hitter.
He's having fun with you, man.
So,
you being serious?
Yeah, we had him on and he talked.
No. I was talking about the National League. I just was making a joke.
Yeah, no, but you're right. That's how they had it. And there's a lot of people that would love them to bring that back. So,
I don't know. I don't know about pitchers hitting.
No, I don't like it.
I was just having fun.
I'm glad they switched it. Yeah. All right, what do you think about this, Brian?
Okay.
Rockies?
We got a chance.
Got a shot.
Yeah. They play in Colorado.
Yeah.
Royals? Kansas City. Inconsistent.
Young team.
Just young. Yeah. Could suck. Might be good. Yeah. I don't know. Iffy.
We'll figure them out in spring training.
And then Rangers and Astros. That would be your NL Central.
Ooh.
So basically, you're just moving to four teams in every division. I think
we'd have problems with the Astros and the Royals. I think we would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would. Yeah.
I think it'd be
a very competitive division, but I think
you no longer have to worry about them. The Mariners just were in the ALCS. I think that'd be good. Obviously, it's a bummer you don't get the A's in your division. I'd much rather go ahead and swap Kansas City with the A's, but they'd be in the NL Northwest.
Yeah, because it's all about circadian rhythms at this point.
Mm-hmm. With the new Portland team that they go ahead and add. That's the projection you have, and I don't know if you think Portland needs a major league baseball team, but Fox is projecting Portland and Charlotte.
They're
Portland
usually
and Charlotte. Well done, Brian.
They're usually the leverage.
Get an acknowledge of the first joke I made.
Portland will never get a baseball team. If they did, I think it'd work though.
The problem is Portland Black Tars,
Beavers.
Yeah, Portland Beavers.
Yeah,
yeah.
Long time that was their AAA team,
like Oregon State. Beavers.
They'll support it, but usually what happens is syringes.
Yeah, that too.
How many rainouts would we get?
Portland Antifa.
Yeah, they'd have to put a roof on that thing. You're right. Portland Antifa.
Might want to vote for the name, too.
Flag Day.
That's how you get the woolly mammoths, you know? Yeah. Oh, man. All right, let's get to the beer. Most popular beers in the U.S. of A. Happy National American Beer Day. Yes. Always Coors Banquet for me from the 817.
You know, I was always a Coors Light guy myself, loved it. I also love the Shiner Bock and then the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. I'd like to mix that with a Coors Light right now. Just, you make, you know, big old glass of them, 24 ounces in there, get a little bit of best of both worlds. But now it's the Stella Artois 0.0.
Sure.
And Athletic Brewing in the almost every grocery store in DFW has this Run Wild NA IPA. It's outstanding.
Run Wild.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I've been seeing those Athletic Brewings, like, all over the place.
Popping up.
Yeah, they're doing good
so
stuff.
You're mixing beers.
Beer mixing? Yes.
Never dabbled in beer mixing.
My buddy Gary Haberman in Tualatin, Oregon, maybe 25 years ago, he called them a halfie, right? They were very popular at his bar. He just turned me on to it.
We're going halfie.
Because a lot of times you want the IPA, but it's too thick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can kind of water it down with a Coors Light.
Yeah. You ever mixed any beers, Lucius? You a beer mixer?
No, I'm not a beer mixer. No, I don't. No. But I like the Coors Lights as well. The Silver Bullets, the Werewolf Killers. Yeah, I like that. That's a great beer. I used to drink them Heinekens back in the day. That's before I really knew what I was doing when it comes to the beers.
Yeah.
They go down smooth.
Yeah, I like the Modelos.
Modelos.
How about that? Y'all like them, Joy?
I do. The Modelos, Coronas, you can't go wrong. I'm with you on the Coors.
Dos Equis,
100%.
But these are American beers, right?
You got to have the glass, the Stella glass support in there, too.
So much better in a frozen glass. Yeah, absolutely.
What about the no shortcuts, no excuses? Troy Aikman 8 beer.
I tell you what, I was about to say 8 beer is outstanding.
I think the last time I actually had 8 beer is when we were out at Hurtado. And
I'm telling you, it's good, man.
It does. It's an easy drinking beer.
How about the Portland Unhoused?
the homeless?
That might be an interesting uniform.
Okay. I like this. We can workshop the Portland name. The new MLB team.
They just smell awful.
It's really not that bad, though.
409 says, I'm just joking. Pansy-ass DH has no place in baseball. So I guess
that's somebody. It's
who's the ass DH?
My age or older saying that Peterson. Probably.
That is Peterson.
I mean, I love you, Jock, but he was pretty ass, my dude.
Hey, really loved the way he was the leadoff hitter for the final week or so of the season.
You know,
it was kinda like we were just doing bits.
Were you tanking? What were you doing?
Getting ABs.
Seriously, what were you doing?
Just trying to finish it out.
If we start with a strikeout, we might have a chance.
You know what? That's what it's all about. Just set up for the second guy, you know? Hey, less pressure, man. The first guy already struck out.
You can't do any worse than what your leadoff guy is going to do. So allow that to fuel you. Allow that to breed confidence.
We got a lot of Shiner. Try the Shiner NA from the 903. Have you tried the Shiner?
I have not.
I didn't even know Shiner had one. Yeah.
I'm in.
A 52-year-old here, never been drunk. I only have half a wine cooler and half a Shiner Bock my entire life.
I guess he's a Shiner guy, then.
We need to get you up, man. Get those numbers up.
Another vote for Shiner.
I just don't understand. You know, you've had a half of one. Maybe you're starting to feel a little bit of a perk, and you're not like, inject this into my veins. Let's go.
Is the wine cooler like a lot of sugar and stuff? What's involved with the wine cooler?
Yeah, just the cheapest way to booze it up.
Is it like slap the bag?
Is that like the box?
That box
is the wine cooler the box?
No,
they're like in little bottles and stuff. Remember like the Bartles and James and stuff?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's like fruit punch and wine.
Thank you. All right.
817 said, by the way, tell Brian bagels are a lazy breakfast food. Did you say something? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Talking bagels during cross.
He tips the bagel
You're
boy.
Tipping the bagel guy.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. I'm always tipping the bagel guy.
Bleep yourself, 817. I mean, bagels are delicious.
You guys don't feel pressure to tip those people?
I do. I'll tip them. I'll tip them.
I do the same just to kind of, they see me next time, they're kind of like, oh, hey, this is the guy, you know?
This is the guy. This is. They get excited. They perk up a little bit.
The one that I do kind of resent, though, is the one that's owned and operated by the same people. You see them there every time. This happens at donut shops a lot.
Yeah.
It's like the tip is for the employee who's not participating in the profits of what you just overcharged me for $3 for a glazed donut.
Yeah.
You know, now you're asking for a tip on top of that. And I give those people the tip, too.
I'm guilty, too, Dawson.
I bet you do.
I go in there and buy the kolaches and stuff for the guys over at the studio, you know.
Oh yeah.
And it, I always end up tipping it. Yeah. And they flip the screen too, like, okay, here.
Yeah.
Take a go at it, you know. And I'm like,
cheesing at you.
Okay, here you go.
Get that 20%.
Oh yeah.
25%.
People were texting in though saying that those tips often don't go to that employee. They just go into the store once again.
That's horrible.
I don't trust a damn thing anymore.
So just, yeah, I've stopped door dashing since I found out they're just upcharging you.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh yeah, the menu
items are more
and
expensive.
And it evolves. You and your buddy could be on DoorDash at the same time, looking at the same restaurant, and your prices could look different than his.
See, that's
just, how is that?
That's weird.
It's a crapshoot, freak show disaster.
I knew that
DoorDash.
The restaurants had to charge a little
or any
more
of the food delivery stuff.
I can't
stuff.
Wait the next time something crazy happens. That's me ask me, well, how did that? It's just a freak show, crap show disaster. Is
wow,
what that is.
explains everything.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Pretty much summed it up.
DoorDash is taking a lot of the profits from the restaurant, so they've got to upcharge a little bit to get their money in this, but different prices depending on who's looking at it. That's not cool.
No.
They must know by your algorithm how much they can rip you off.
And airline seats the same way? Aren't airline seats, don't we kind of can all look at airline seats the same way?
And get fed a little something different?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably real. That's why you got to delete the cookies, man.
Mm, delete the cookies.
You peruse and you're like, I don't like what I'm seeing. And then you delete the cookies and you circle back and
incognito browser.
Maybe you got better.
817 DoorDash and Uber Eats are crooked as hell, and the food delivered is always terrible.
Hey, we love the folks that try and do it, though.
It depends. Yeah, I mean,
it's not about the individual
nice
drivers.
I supported myself on DoorDash for a couple of years, but it's not fun.
DoorDash or Uber, which one do you think you would be better at?
I think it's pretty much the same thing. I was told Uber Eats was better. Like, you can make more money off of DoorDash. I just was already DoorDash.
If you had to be Uber driver or DoorDash guy, which do you think you'd be better at?
It's like deal with the people or deal with their food. I think I'd rather just deal with the people.
I just worked in food service for so long. I just feel like that's like my comfort zone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's the only reason.
You know how I'm going to answer this one, Brian.
You do not want anything to do with the folk.
Yeah, I don't want to have to talk to somebody.
Yeah, you get a talker back there.
Oh,
you get a 40-minute ride.
No,
can set up your settings. I don't talk.
You know,
you can say that.
I've got to force awkward conversation. That's I'm going to get anxiety,
bro. You guys walk up and talk to anybody. Yeah. There's people that show up at our remotes. Me and Dawson are just trying to like kind of hang out. You two, like, people not even there listening to us. You're walking up and talking to them.
Yeah,
like, hey,
I can't tell you how many times I've walked up to somebody like Tolo,
and they kind of look at you like, no, I'm here for the mod sticks.
I don't really like talking while I drive, though. I don't know. Maybe that's a me thing. I kind of just want to listen to something, a podcast, the radio, 105 through the fan, some music, just kind of have my own time. I don't want to have to talk to a yapper in the back seat.
Yeah. And maybe I kind of feel like you and Eric would be really good at that.
Maybe. I appreciate that. I mean, we'd turn on the charm if we had to, but if I had a choice.
Brutus knows ball, man.
Probably avoid it. Here's your top 10 most popular beers in America. Stella, number 10. Shout out to Stella.
Should be higher.
Modelo at 9.
That's surprising. I thought Modelo was like number 1.
I know.
From a sales standpoint, I think it is. It's been dominating.
Yeah.
We've got Miller High Life at 8.
Like the fishing beer?
The High Life, yep.
The champagne of beers?
Yep.
Great.
Budweiser at 7.
Bud Heavy.
Sam Adams at 6.
I thought Broadus was going to be sponsored by Budweiser after the
What happened to the
Rangers
Are we still
parade?
Sam Adams commercialing? I used to think they had some of the more dominant commercials in the game. And now
I know one
Sam
thing.
Adams.
Their stock is pretty damn high.
From Boston.
From
it was
Boston.
Everywhere.
Yeah, like a ton of them. Heineken at 5. Miller, traditional Miller at 4.
Well, wait a minute. That's, okay, wait.
High Life was at 8. Just Miller.
Is Miller Lite?
Just Miller.
Is there a regular Miller beer?
There's a regular Miller.
We got Bud Light. Miller Lite's at 20. So, yeah, there must be.
Huh.
It's at 4. Blue Moon at 3. Guinness it too.
How do you guys feel about fruit in your beer?
Cranking out the Guinness.
The fruity beer? I was not a believer.
No, no. How do you feel about
Guinness
the orange?
Not a believer.
The orange in your beer. How do you feel about
that? Oh, for the Blue Moon?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's a must.
I think during the summer it's nice. Like a beer shandy, you know? Yeah. It's kind of refreshing.
You ever had a Leinenkugel?
Yeah, Leinenkugel's good.
Yeah, their really summer beer is good too. Yeah.
Number one, though, most popular beer in the U.S. of A. After the third quarter here in 2025 is Corona.
Love it. Thank you, Wolchuk. Let's go crack them. All right. We might have to after that latest Cowboys game. How do we do in the college football weekend, Chief?
It was a great college football weekend, unless you're Brian Broaddus next to them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Family Guy Cowboys Twitter coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about the latest with the trade deadline and what folks are saying about Hendrickson and Crosby. Here's the Chief of some college football.
Yeah, let's get to your Week 9 recap right after this.
Well, look here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get the Rain Man Cold.
Wowzers. The Aggies are for real.
Yeah, they are.
I think we've known that, but yep. Now it's official.
Absolutely.
You go into LSU. LSU was down some dudes, and they're not a good football team this year.
Mm-mm.
But a night game at LSU, a place that the Aggies struggle mightily, man, and A&M trailing 18-14 at halftime, and then they just spend the second half.
Yeah.
Just completely.
Special teams was big for them, too, in that second half.
Completely
that
abusing
return,
you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that return was amazing. I mean, the Aggies score 35 straight points before LSU could get another touchdown in the final minute to lose by 24 at home. Marcel Reed, I mean, if it's not for the bad end zone interception, probably put up a 50 spot going to LSU and hang 50 on them.
Finally getting solid quarterback play, and their quarterback stayed healthy. That's been an issue for A&M. They haven't been able to just keep their quarterbacks healthy.
How about that touchdown run to kick off the proceedings? How'd that make you feel?
Probably not very nicey for Brian.
No, I mean, just going into the game, I just felt like the Texas A&M, Heggy and I were talking about it. I go, you protect the football, which they had a little problem of that in the first half. I go, you protect the ball. I mean, you're gonna cause A&M a lot of problems. A&M's run defense has not been great, and they've struggled a little bit, you know, exception of one corner on the outside. They haven't got pass rush like they have in the past. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. Good for Texas A&M. They got a really good team. I haven't watched Ohio State play a bunch. I haven't watched Indiana play a bunch. But I can't, I can't believe that they're that much better than Texas A&M.
Now, it's possible the Aggies are the best team in the country. I mean, I think Ohio State defensively is incredible. But Marcel Reed versus Julian Sain, you might give the edge to Marcel Reed. Could that tilt it in A&M's favor? I'd love to see that matchup.
Me too. I mean, especially with the way that he's able to run it up on you as well.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a totally different player than what we've seen in the past from Marcel Reed and the Aggies. How about that? Cassius Howell?
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Mike Elko's got that D-line. They are nasty.
I mean, and both sides of the ball, the trench play for the Aggies is the real deal, and it really starts there for why you believe in them, and then the development of Marcel Reed. But, yeah, that Cassius Howell, he was giving that tackle some serious fits, and he's the real deal. Then you get the LSU stadium chanting, fire Brian Kelly. What an awful, sad way to walk out of the building for your final time. And they go ahead and do that. Now, did you see the fella Tommy Moffitt?
Yeah, Tommy was there for like 21 years as the strength coach.
Oh, and for LSU.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly shows up.
Yeah.
And he's out of there.
Yeah. Now he's at A&M.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And they're killing it.
So that's why they had Brian Kelly's face on the tackling dummies.
Yeah.
Leading up to
Tommy was really, really good at dealing with the scouts in the NFL, because what he would do is, like, he never sugarcoated. If a player was a terrible workout guy, he would give you all, he would list, like, he had it on the door. Please don't ask me about this player, because this player is not a loyal player. This player doesn't want to work hard. He's not a good team player. I mean, he would call players out for NFL scouts. I mean, it was kind of like a little bit cringy. Like, you're like, whoa, that's, but he was super honest about the guys that didn't work very hard for him, or really pump up the ones that did. But the ones that didn't work, boy, he let those scouts know it for sure.
I love that. That's my kind of guy. So he had some extra fuel to the fire there for that particular game. And now you have the Brian Kelly fallout. And it's $53 million for a buyout for him. And Broadus is already getting emails from LSU. Hey, do you want to pitch in to the Brian Kelly fund here? Mm. And there was a pretty amazing story that resurfaced from the Columbian, dating back to when Brian Kelly bailed on Notre Dame for LSU. And it involves Brian Kelly being at a recruit's house, recruiting a player to go to Notre Dame. And he is sitting there. He shows up an hour earlier than he was supposed to. Okay. And he's having a great in-home visit. Everything's going well. At one point, Brian Kelly steps out of the in-home visit, takes a 15-minute phone call, walks back inside the house, and they say, like, cool as a cucumber. They had no idea that the phone call that he had just received was the final phone call announcing that he was, like, they've agreed to terms to become the LSU coach. But he's recruiting an in-home visit at Notre Dame. So the family has no idea what just happened. He comes back in there and sits down and eats a full meal with them, spends another 90 minutes with them, has three helpings of burnt ends. And then as they're driving away, the family's like looking at their phone because they're like not paying attention to the phone. They're hosting company here. And the updates come in that Brian Kelly is now the head coach of LSU. And this is as they're pulling out of the driveway. So they screenshot the report and send it to Brian Kelly's like person who was with them. And they're like, yeah, that's total BS. Meanwhile, he's driving to Baton Rouge to make a fool of himself at the pep rally.
I'm surprised he didn't say, hey, do you want to come to LSU instead? Like, while he's with the player.
He must have smelled the smoker.
Just pivot and start recruiting for LSU immediately.
He just hammered home a bunch of burn ends.
Yeah.
Couldn't say no to that. Didn't want to give him the bad news, at least until after he ate the burn ends. But then he decided not to give him the bad news at all. They can find out themselves. And when they confront me on it, I'll tell them they're being ball sacked while I digest the three helpings of burnt ends.
Well, sometimes you just know that this barbecue is going to be unbelievable. You can tell by the quality of the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I pull up to that that Hutchins drive-thru in McKinney, you can smell it a half block away, and you're like, oh my goodness, it's going to be so good. You can't, if your stomach is rumbling and you're set on that, you're going to crush those burnt ends.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, listen, disrespect the people all you want, but Don't be disrespecting the burn ends.
So Ross, there was a way around it, though, right? Don't you just say, hey, I'm not going to Notre Dame. How do you feel about LSU?
Exactly. Yes.
And by the way, delicious burn ends.
Yeah.
You just pivot. Start recruiting for the new team.
I remember my own recruiting story was SMU. And there was a receivers coach was a guy named Steve Endicott who was recruiting me out of WT White over here. And Steve told me, this is when Ron Meyer was the head coach at SMU. And he goes, hey, I went over there for a visit, you know, and he goes, hey, Brian, I'm just going to tell you something. We're all going to New England. Coach Meyer's about to take this job. I'm sure if you want to come here, they'll probably, you know, they'll recruit you and all that. But if you don't, you know, I just want to give you a heads up. I said, no, coach, I really appreciate you doing that. And you know, I went to go visit LSU and, you know, went there, kind of wanted to go there. But yeah, Coach Endicott was very honest about it. He's like, listen, we just got this gig in New England. You know, we're not gonna be here. If you're coming here because of the coaches, then don't come here. Yeah.
It's the right thing to do. Seriously, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian Kelly wouldn't know the right thing to do if it hit him right in the forehead.
Me and my family.
The thing about him is though, we got the offset, he'll want to keep coaching.
He's getting $800,000 a month now.
Yeah. So somebody
not do anything.
Somebody will hire him.
Well, right now the favorite
he'll
to
be at UCLA.
I thought maybe Penn State could be a fit for him.
No, it sounds like to me that Joe Brady, like the Buffalo owner is a big Penn State guy.
Not that
he wants to lose his OC.
Yeah.
But they're trying to talk him into, like, he was the Buffalo owner was responsible for helping pay the buyout for James Franklin. Mm. And so
and set up Joe Brady for
so
the game.
Jay Brady, yeah.
Well, Joe Brady's second in terms of the odds-on favorite to be LSU's next head coach.
Yeah,
one is Tulane's.
Yeah, Summerall.
John Summerall.
Yeah,
he's the favorite to replace Kelly.
The thing that I worry about John Summerall, and he's done a really good job at Tulane. The thing I worry about is this Billy Napier leaving Louisiana and going to Florida. You know, that's what I worry a little bit about. The Summerall, though, is like he is a kind of a no-nonsense guy, and the Louisiana high school coaches love him. But I just wonder if it's a Billy Napier situation there.
Well, you don't want that.
Nope.
You don't want to sign up for that. This AD for LSU is the one that hired Jimbo in College Station.
Yeah.
And that whole buyout disaster, and now doubling down with the Brian Kelly thing, the AD should be on the hot seat.
Yeah, he should be fired. Yeah. Why does he have a job?
Why should he be allowed to be at the command center for the next hire? That really doesn't make any sense. But otherwise, a heck of a college football weekend. We'll get more into it probably in the hodgepodge, but there it is.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, we got some Cowboys Twitter. What are the chances of landing Trey or Max now? Shoddy's presser scheduled for 3:20. We'll get there as well as our Cowboys Monday reactions continue here in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.